Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Inquisitor's Mark, Book 2 in the 8th Day Series, by Diane K. Salerni. Narrated by Christopher Carley. Chapter 1. Jax Aubrey's phone rang at least once a day, and it was always the same number. Only one person ever called him, wanting to know where he was, what had happened to him, and when he was coming back. I'm not coming back. Jax didn't know how to break that news to Billy Ramirez, although Billy should have figured it out for himself by now. Especially if he'd peeked through the windows of Jax and Riley's old house and discovered it had been emptied of all their belongings. It did feel good to know that somebody cared. The last time Billy had seen Jax, 3 weeks ago, Jax was being driven away in a hearse. When Jax got back the phone he'd lost that night, there'd been a long list of missed calls and worried texts on it. But Riley had explicit instructions for him regarding the phone. Don't contact that friend of yours. What's his name? Billy. I have to let him know I'm okay, Jax protested. After what he saw, sorry, Riley replied curtly. Too many people are looking for Evangeline. Jax sagged. It was his fault Evangeline Emrys had been captured by vassals of the crazy kinlord Wylet. His stupidity had almost gotten them both killed, along with billions of normal people who had no idea the residents of a secret 8th day had plotted to destroy the regular 7-day week. So Jax didn't argue with Riley. But he did send one text. He owed his friend that much. Jax. I'm okay. Don't worry. Billy. Dude, where are you? Jax didn't reply. It was also Jax's fault that Melinda Farrow's house had burned down.